Wow, you really went above and beyond with this biolab stuff in Georgia. I mean, a chemical plant fire, yikes. Gives me the chills just thinking about it. And you didn't just send over a couple news articles either, a whole class action
Yeah.
lawsuit. We've got our work cut out for us with this deep dive.
It's definitely a case with a lot of layers, and you're right to want to really get into it. This goes way beyond just, a quick headline. This gets at how industries can exist within communities, all the complexities there.
Yeah, for sure. So, okay, let's start with what we know, right?
Yeah.
October 1st, 2024, Biolabs plant in Conyers, Georgia, huge fire, huge, causes a massive evacuation, 17,000 people, and the sources mention this lingering chlorine odor even days later, which, I mean, talk about unsettling, right? But the thing that really stood out to me, this isn't Biolabs' first rodeo, is it?
Nope, not even close. And not even just like small hiccups here and there. We're talking 2004, they had a fire. Are you ready for this? 12.5 million pounds of pool chemicals. 12.5
Yeah.
million.
Oh my gosh.
Insane. And then in 2020, a chlorine cloud release. So, yeah, when you see a pattern like that, it really makes you question what's going on with their safety protocols? Are they really prioritizing the community they're operating in?
Right, because at a certain point, it stops being an accident and starts looking a lot like, well, negligence.
And that seems to be the heart of this lawsuit. It's
Yeah.
not just about, okay, how much money can we get? It's about holding Biolab accountable for potential negligence,
Yeah.
for the damage to people, to the environment.
Okay, so let's get into the specifics of the suit. What are the core allegations here?
Well, the lawsuit claims Biolab didn't just fail to prevent the fire,
Yeah.
but also that they dropped the ball big time on warning the public.
Right.
Like, what dangers were actually lurking in their operations? Which, I mean,
Given their track record, yeah, not a good look.
exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the fire itself. It's the potential fallout, the health consequences, exposure to chemicals. We're talking chlorine, chloramine, bromine, especially for people who are already vulnerable.
Makes sense.
Right? Think about folks with pre-existing conditions or the elderly, pregnant women, children. These are the people who are hit hardest by, stuff like this.
And then on top of all that, we have the environmental impact. Those fish kills in VFW Lake, devastating. That really drives home that this wasn't just contained within, the plant walls. This affected the whole area.
Absolutely. And that's a major part of the lawsuit, too. Biolab's operations, they argue, have had a seriously detrimental impact on the ecosystem there. So this question pops up. How do these industries, how do they find that balance? Making money, but also, protecting the planet, protecting the people who live nearby. It's a tough one.
Okay, so we've talked about, the fire, the potential negligence, the lawsuit, but let's get to the part that I'm guessing a lot of our listeners are really wondering about. Who can actually be a part of this class action, and what are they even asking for?
Yeah, that's where the rubber meets the road, right? And the good news is the net is cast pretty wide here. It's not like you had to be, sprinting away from an exploding building to qualify.
So even if you were being cautious, staying indoors, avoiding the area, there's still a chance you could be eligible.
Exactly. If you were living within, there's a certain radius, right, around the plant, and you had any negative effects afterward.
Right.
And that could be health stuff, sure, but even emotional distress, even something like, I don't know, you missed work because of this whole thing. That's economic harm. You could have a case.
The sources mentioned a focus on vulnerable populations. What does that mean specifically?
So think about it. Chemical fire, potential toxins in the air. Who's going to have the toughest time? People who already have breathing problems, right? Asthma, COPD, things like that. And of course, the elderly, pregnant women, kids.
Yeah.
They're just more susceptible to this kind of thing. And the lawsuit knows that.
Makes sense. Now, someone's listening to this right now thinking, hold on, this is me they're talking about. This is my family. What are we talking about conversation-wise? What could they actually get?
So the obvious stuff is medical bills, lost wages if you couldn't work, property damage. Did the fire, the chemicals, did any of that mess up your home, your stuff? That's all on the table.
Right, the concrete costs. But I also see things like emotional distress, pain, and suffering. How do you even begin to put a dollar amount on that?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. It's not like, you can hold up a receipt for trauma, but these lawsuits, they recognize that harm goes beyond just the physical. Imagine living through that, the fear, the not knowing what it means for you long term. That takes a toll. And the lawsuit is saying, hey, that deserves to be addressed too.
So it's not just about getting back what you lost financially, it's acknowledging the full impact on your life.
Exactly. And that's kind of the beauty of the class action when you think about it. It's not you versus you know, this giant corporation. It's a whole bunch of you banding together, finding strength in numbers. That's what levels the playing field.
That's a really good point about the power of a class action. It gives the little guy, the individual, a much bigger voice, a fighting chance, you know? You know, somebody, this whole thing, it's like that saying, where there's smoke, there's fire, right? And with BioLab, man, the smoke signals were practically a bonfire before this even happened.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? It's not just a one-off. It's a pattern. Everything you sent me, it all points to this history. Environmental violations, fines, even like mandated fix this orders from the EPA.
Yeah.
They've been on the radar for a while, that's for sure.
And then there were the lawsuits after that 2020 fire, too. Same story. People saying they got sick, property damage, BioLab not stepping up enough.
Exactly. And let's not forget about that explosion in 23.
Yeah.
At the Conyers plant, too. Tons of damage, evacuations. That one really got the community fired up, you know?
Because it's one thing if it just happens once, right?
Yeah.
But when it keeps happening, same problems over and over, that's when you gotta wonder.
No, you're spot on. And the sources I'm seeing, they're saying that 2023 explosion, turning point, not even just the explosion itself, but how BioLab reacted, or didn't react, I should say. That's what really got people angry, and ultimately, I think, led to this class action.
Right. It's like the class part of it actually came together because of that. Not just lawyers saying, hey, let's sue, but a whole community saying, this has got to stop.
Exactly. This isn't just happening in courtrooms. This is bigger, you know? This is about holding these big companies responsible. You see it everywhere. Community groups, environmental activists, everybody's saying enough is enough.
So, okay, someone's out there listening. They're like, I'm in. I want to be a part of this. How do I make my voice heard? What do they do?
First thing, don't wait around. These lawsuits, they've got timelines, deadlines. You don't want to miss out. Start gathering up anything that might be useful.
Yeah.
Medical records, receipts, photos, whatever you've got. Proof. Basically.
And probably not a good idea to go it alone, right? This seems like lawyer up, get the big guns kind of situation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Get someone who knows class actions, especially these types. Mm-hmm. Environmental, personal injury, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who know all the ins and outs, can really guide you through it.
One of the sources mentioned this firm, Bader Scott. They seem to be handling a lot of these BioLab cases.
Yeah, and being local to Georgia, that could be huge, you know. They understand how things work there, the rules, the people.
It's one thing to hear about, like, a chemical fire on the news. It's a totally different thing to really dig into it like this. The impact, the legal side, what it means to fight back. This has been, honestly, really eye-opening, and not just about this one fire.
Right. It makes you think about the bigger picture, right? Mm-hmm. Who has the power? What are these companies responsible for? We all got to live in these communities together, you know?
Exactly. So if there's one thing our listeners take away from this whole deep dive, it's, man, stay informed, get involved in your community, and never, never be afraid to speak up, to demand better, because it matters.
It really does.